heart rate has slowed, the shaking has stopped, but now you're left with the panic hangover, that heavy, dissociated fog that makes you feel weird, exhausted, and emotionally drained. You've just survived a sympathetic nervous system surge, and your body is now an adrenaline crash. You aren't lazy, and you aren't failing. You're in a post-panic recovery. Let's clear the brain fog and get you back into your day. Welcome back to Calming Anxiety. I'm here to help you move from surviving to thriving. If these spikes are becoming a regular part of your life, especially during hormonal shifts or seasonal changes, it's time to build a strong defense. My Anxiety Circuit Breaker course at calminganxiety.fm gives you the science-backed tools to lower your anxiety threshold. But right now, let's focus on reclaiming your energy. We're going to use a sensory grounding technique to stop the dissociation and anchor you in the present moment. This is the 5-4-3-2-1 method. 5. Find 5 things right now that you can see. A pen, a shadow, a leaf, but name them silently in your thoughts. Four. Find 4 things that you can touch. The texture of your sleeves, the coolness of a desk. Feel them now. 3. Listen for 3 distinct sounds. The hum of a fridge, a distant car, your own breath, the sound of my voice. 2. Find 2 things that you can smell. The scent of your coffee, the air in the room. And 1. 1 thing that you can taste. As you do this, notice that your air hunger, that feeling of not being able to take a deep breath, it's slowly dissipating. Your carbon dioxide levels are balancing. You are back in the room. You are safe. Now take a deep, deep in-breath and right at the very top, an extra sip of air to fully inflate the lungs. And then a long, slow sigh out. Feel your shoulders dropping away from your ears as you exhale. Let's do that again. A deep, mindful in-breath. Fill the lungs right up and then an extra sip right at the very top. And then a slow, long release. A deep, audible sigh. Your reset for the mind. Your coffee break for the soul. Relax deeply and safely. And visualize your energy not as a spent battery, but as a garden after the storm. The storm has passed, and now the sun is coming out, its warmth taking away the anger, the stress, the tension. And within your beautiful imagination, on every out-breath, visualize these wonderful words, repeating them to help with your emotional regulation. Visualize them in your thoughts. and relax ever deeper. I am allowing my body to process this adrenaline crash with grace and patience. The weird feeling I am experiencing is just my nervous system returning to baseline. I am clearing the post-panic fatigue and reclaiming my mental clarity. I am safe in this aftermath, and I choose to nourish my adrenal health. Every breath I take is a neuropathway reset, moving me towards peace. I am not my anxiety, I am the strength that survived it. And relax even deeper. Feel the meaning, the intent of these simple words and the power that they give back to you. And then once more, my friend, imagine and repeat. I am allowing my body to process this adrenaline crash with grace and patience. The weird feeling I'm experiencing is just my nervous system returning to baseline. I am clearing the post-panic fatigue and reclaiming my mental clarity. I am safe in this aftermath, and I choose to nourish my adrenal health. Every breath I take is a neuropathway reset, moving me towards peace. I am not my anxiety, I am the strength that survived it. To help your body recover from this anxiety spike and boost your energy, here are your 3 daily caring tips for the panic hangover. 1. Hydrate with electrolytes. An anxiety attack is physically taxing. Replenish your minerals to help your muscles relax and stop post-panic tremors. 2. The 20-minute grace period. After a spike, don't rush back into high-stakes tasks. Give your prefrontal cortex 20 minutes to come back online while doing something with low stimulation. And 3. Check your hormonal window. If you're a woman aged 20 to 50, track if these spikes happen during PMS or ovulation. Understanding the hormonal link can remove the fear that something is wrong with your mind. You are lovely and perfect as you are. You've navigated the storm and you're still standing. That is a victory. For more help mastering your panic recovery, head over to Calming Anxiety FM and explore the Anxiety Circuit Breaker course. Take care, my friend. Smile often. And to your soul, be kind.